not just in situations of things that I have to experience, but they're going to come back and influence the lives of many others, and ultimately the task also. And the capacity to make clear decisions is possible again only through spiritual power in a process is described as detachment. When we used to have the old-fashioned pair of scales, 2 pounds and the balance, then what was needed was the center point to be focused. And if the center point was focused, then the reading was very precise and accurate. And in the spiritual terms, this is telling me that I need to have the soul centered and balanced so that I'm not pulled by attachments and distractions and likes and dislikes. And in that state of being balanced, my decisions are more likely to be accurate and precise. And we can work together on a task with a guarantee of success. These are some of the factors involved within the process of cooperation, but perhaps the most important factor is that we share a vision. When we share a vision, then that vision goes beyond what I want and what you want on a mundane level in a limited way, but the vision is the vision of truth and beauty and peace in the world, a vision that will be of benefit to all. And with that vision, we work together to realize that vision. Let us spend a few moments in meditation together so that we learn to cooperate together, firstly on a subtle level and then on the external physical level also. As I sit quietly, I begin the inner journey of yoga, of union with one. I make connection with the Supreme. And from the Supreme, I draw light and might within my own being. I share these vibrations of God's light, of God's might, and these rays travel out into the world. As God's light reaches out into the darkness recedes, the dawn breaks, light begins to return to this world. As I fill myself with God's power, might from God, rays of might, of spiritual strength, extend, reaching other souls. So that they are filled with strength and we can come together and work for a better world.